Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. As you tune into your two favorite Latinos, my name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Welcome to episode number 81.
81, bro.
Damn. Long trail.
81.
I've got a lot of episodes to check in if this is your first one.
Bruh. Hey, but, I mean, we're closing down on our first 100 episodes. We got 1,000 to go, man. Yeah, we got 1,000 to go.
A lot to go, bro.
Even if we're here, you know what I'm saying? We're still going to keep on going. 1,000 episodes.
I think like the Joe Budden podcast is like in the thousands.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Damn.
I haven't listened to them in a minute.
Wait, do they upload weekly or?
Yeah.
Weekly?
So. Like I said, I haven't listened to them in a hot minute. I think it's weekly, though.
I was listening to a podcast not too
long. Well, like twice a week.
It was the Impulsive by Logan Paul and Jake Paul. That shit's pretty dope. I used to think it was whack. But now, man, the Impulsive Show by Logan Paul.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It's pretty fun sometimes. Like, one of their recent episodes, I think it's recent, it was funny. I'm not even going to speak on it. It's too inappropriate. Yeah, for sure.
Go check it out yourself.
Yeah, right.
And then come back and drop your comments on your
right. Right, something like that. One episode that is pretty dope that's coming up, not a show, but an event, is Pat Jr.'s. What's the name?
Oh, is it Hip Hop and Mental Health, I think is the name of it?
I thought it was
Music and Mental Health. Yeah.
Which is I'm pretty interested on what's gonna be on it, especially since, you know, his music, the connotation and the message behind his
it's very
music.
Introspective.
Right, it's very introspective, and sometimes it has to do a lot with mental health. So
especially his most recent album.
Right.
It's very, you know, personal.
Personal, very. Right.
And he curated this. He's helping. Of course, he has like a team of people helping him. But
right, right.
It's gonna be him on the panel with like I think he said two other like licensed psychologists.
Oh wow! Okay, so it's for real, it's professional.
For real.
Yeah, okay,
bro.
I'm down. Okay,
yeah, it's right. for real. So don't miss this event. It's gonna be on the 18th,
March
18th. March 18th. It's a free event. It's gonna be at Playground Studios. We're gonna both be there.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of the local people are gonna be there, and it's gonna be a great experience because it's a topic that, you know, we're all discussing, and it's very like hot still.
Right.
In the, you know, in the air, in the culture.
It's always been a big issue, but now it's more in the spotlight now. Yeah. Definitely. But mental health has been a big thing since like the creation of humans, yeah. Which I don't know when it is and when it was, but just know that it has always been a big part of life. Yeah. But it's crazy that now, you know, this era has been, you know, has put a spotlight on it, which is crazy. It should have been a spotlight since like the first days of, you know, little Adam and Eve. No, I'm kidding.
But I think it's really dope that, you know, artists like of his caliber are putting stuff
caliber,
like this
right.
together for, you know, the community and stuff, because it's much needed. You know,
it's free. That's the thing. Most people are gonna be like, oh, I can't go because I don't want to spend $10 or $20. It's free.
It's free, bro.
Why not go?
That's over here.
You know what I mean? Like, it's mental health. You know, let's learn something about it.
It's a hot topic, but
right,
like,
right.
A lot of people are afraid to touch on it, and so right. I guess like. I don't know. Do you think that you'd feel comfortable like opening up more in groups of people or more like?
I don't care, man. We do this and we open up about each other on this platform, so I don't really mind. I mean, yeah, we don't have people in front of us, but I know that there's people watching us.
Watch.
I don't really mind. And the thing is at this event, you never know if you're gonna even learn something about yourself that you didn't know about yourself.
That's
you
nice.
Know what I mean? Like you might get to know yourself more after this event. Or during this event, so why not go? You know,
even get to know like some of the homies that we already have,
right?
That we didn't know before, like they were going through stuff,
right.
You know. Because I feel like obviously, because there's gonna be panelists, so they're gonna have a section where it's like Q&A or like open discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So people are gonna be like there, like talking some deep stuff.
It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot,
and it's in a way, it's gonna bring, you know, all the local people together even tighter, which I think is gonna be a really dope experience.
Definitely, man. I feel like, I don't know why, but what I'm foreshadowing for myself, for my mental health, for my what, you know, what I think of as my mental health is that I feel like I'm gonna learn something new about myself, for sure. For sure. That's what I think. Just because I know Pat Jr. and he goes hard every time he does something when it comes to the music world. So I'm very curious. I'm very curious. What am I gonna learn about myself? What are you gonna learn about yourself? What are you guys gonna learn about yourself? Your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. Sometimes your physical health affects your mental health. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's better to go work out or go for a walk or go for a jog or go for a bike ride than sitting at home watching YouTube dwelling. I don't know about you, man, but you know, in the past 3 years, I've gone through some pretty harsh moments, bro. And even just going for a drive, man, changes my whole mood. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Adam. Right. I don't know if you know this about me, Hector, but I love just driving in the
country. You talked about it on the podcast all the way to Virginia, didn't even realize.
It was hours. I don't know what had put me in such a state of mind that made me not even keep track of time, bro.
Right.
I ended up at Virginia. We're an hour away from Virginia, the Virginia and North Carolina border. And damn. And I wasn't even taking the highway. That's the thing.
Oh, you're taking the back
roads. I was taking the back roads, bro. I was lost, my guy.
I don't remember that part.
I was lost, dude. I I'm pretty sure a couple of hours had probably gone by, probably 2 or 3 hours.
Mm.
But I was like, damn. It's like that. Yeah. It's like that. I'm really not paying attention to time. I mean, I was focused on driving and listening to music. And that's the thing that helps me out a lot, bro. It's like when I do certain activities, even if it's as simple as cleaning with music, it's kind of good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. That's in my opinion.
Some music, bro.
Right. Even when I used to be a porter, you know, basically a valet driver at Toyota, dude. Freaking, you know, having earbuds.
Listen to music on the job.
They didn't. Not me. How I said, I didn't give a fuck about my job at that point. Let me tell you something. I didn't care about my job at that point because of the treatment, the mistreatment and everything that they did to me. So I don't really care. I didn't really care at that point. It was towards the end of my time there. So yeah.
Well, the event is called Music and Mental Health. So obviously, you know. I feel like it's gonna be more focused on the creatives and people who are in the music and stuff. But at the same time, I feel like you can show up to this event regardless, because you know, mental health applies to everybody.
General people.
Everybody's dealing with something. Doesn't matter who you are. So come out to Pat Jr.'s event, March 18th. It's free. What time did we say? What time was it?
I think it's 7 p.m.
You can also check out his Instagram.
Put it up here. March 18th. 7 p.m.
Oh yeah,
Playground Studios.
7 to 9.
So. Yeah, it's pretty good. Two hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure he's gonna be there, but Lord Fest is probably gonna be there. But his birthday is coming up. It's in April. He has a birthday bash.
Yeah, we're doing this a little ahead of time.
Right. I mean, we're gonna promote it before it happens, but definitely, you know, put in your calendar. April 17th.
I think it was. I gotta check this one too. Give me a second. March 10th or April 10th, my bad. April 10th.
April 10th, okay. Yeah. All right, what time?
9, starts at 9. Doors open at 8, but the show starts at 9.
So. And address?
It's gonna be in Raleigh or at Kings. I don't think you've been to Kings.
No,
have you?
I haven't. No. Maybe post a banner on the.
Yeah, I'll put the, obviously, the mental health one, and then Lord Fest is right here.
Gotcha.
We're probably gonna promote that again a week before.
Or a couple weeks before and then a couple days before as well. So we gotta do a segment, man. We haven't done a segment in such a long time, bro. Growing up Latino, man.
Right. Growing up Latino.
Bro, I even forgot the name of the segment. That's how bad it was. That's how long we haven't done one, man. That's crazy.
Week bars of the week.
I ain't even ready for that, man. I think I'm retired at this point.
That career didn't last long, bro.
Bro, I mean, it was full of weak bars, but you know, it wasn't strong enough. It was a weak career.
Well, I got I got the picture for today's segment, Growing Up Latino.
Just put it in the middle.
Put it right here.
I'll read it out. So the picture.
Yeah, explain the picture.
Right. Picture is a mother.
For the people who are listening.
Is a mother with paper documents, government documents, and a cat which represents the child. So it says on the mother's forehead, "My mom asked me to translate."
And then on the papers.
On the papers it says, "Government documents." And then on the cat, 8-year-old me. Oh my goodness.
The little cat's face is like really open wide. This is for our audio audience.
Right.
So it's like the little cat is just like staring at the papers and like the mom is like pointing at the papers.
Right, right. Man, let me tell you something. I know we've both gone through this so many times, and so have our Latino / other foreign viewers and listeners, but I never felt like I never felt embarrassed to do it. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man.
Bro.
I never felt embarrassed, but bro, our parents made us, you know, do this at such a young age, bro.
Bro, that's facts.
Like, bro, when my parents were about to buy a house, I was 10, right? I'm 20 now. It was about 10 years ago. Damn, which is crazy. But 10 years ago, I was 10, and my mom and dad were like, "Hey, read this document."
Yo, what the
yo, fuck? Yo, it wasn't even a document. It was like something this big. It was a whole.
And they expect you to like translate and right, define like every
right.
Term.
It was a mortgage agreement. It was, you know, just a whole lot of, you know, real estate papers and stuff. And I was like, damn, this shit's a lot. Let me tell you something. Although I spoke English, I was still stuck reading? By the computer. Huh?
Like reading it?
No. I'm saying, let me speak. Hold up. Although I knew how to read and speak English, I was still stuck at the computer looking up, what does this word mean? What does this word mean?
Yo.
What does that word mean? I was like, bro, you might as well, you know, I might as well get a degree, you know, as a lawyer, as a translator, because, you know what I'm saying? I was 10 years old, you know, reading legal papers and translating them and making sure that they weren't getting played.
Right.
Because that's what they were worried about. You know, they were worried about not getting, you know, played with their money. And I remember, you know, just, it took me such a long, it took me about a week to go through, you know, the pile of papers, right? And I'm not talking about, no, you know, come home from school and working on it. I'm talking about, like, it was summertime. And I was stuck all week, you know, trying to make sure all these papers. And then
like,
you know,
summer school.
Right. You know, this is a summer assignment. And then this is the funny part. They asked me, "So, do you think this is a good deal?"
Well, what are you asking a 10-year-old for?
Bro, no. And see, that's the thing. I didn't know what to fucking say. So, you know, I jumped online and I started looking, comparing prices, like, you know, what this property was selling for and how much acreage it had, how much this other property was being sold for this acreage. And I feel like that really kind of like skewed me towards
one. First of all, that's really complex to be looking up at 10 years old. Like, so props
bro,
to you.
No. See, that's the thing. I was a nerd at that time. So I was always using the computer. So that wasn't the big issue. The big issue was that I was only 10 years old and I was trying to figure out, should my parents get into this, you know, into debt to buy this house? I mean, I said yes, because I compared other prices of other houses of similar acreage and foot square, you know, how big the house was in the interior. I was like, I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, it's in the middle. It's not too bad, but it's not too good. You know what I mean? And they went on ahead and did it. And shit, it just, I feel like that's what also skewed me towards wanting a career, or not a career, but wanting to get into real estate eventually in my later years. Because I was like, bro, this is pretty fun. And I was like, damn, these dudes are making money, bro.
Yeah.
Like, dude, these dudes are not doing nothing. Like, they're sitting on their ass.
I said they're not sitting on
it. Oh, they're not sitting
on it? Yeah, because they're making money.
No. They were sitting on their ass while making money.
Oh.
The money was working for them, you know what I mean? See, they didn't have to do nothing. They just had to, you know, collect checks and collect cash every month. So I was like, dude, this is pretty good, man. I want to do this. But I was like, bro, probably need $1 million for this.
Right, yeah.
Right, but...
I think yeah. I saw, like, another picture, too.
Right.
On Instagram that says, like, why can't, like, I've been translating, you know, for my parents since I was, like, 8 years old, and I can't put that on my resume.
Bro, I'm like, yo, that is so true. Yo,
like, why can't I put that on my resume?
Right. If you're a foreigner, or let's just be real, if you're Hispanic that's been, well, no, actually a foreigner, because other people from other countries have done this, but if you're a foreigner, if you've been translating for your parents, you know, since day one in this country, that should be something that they should let you put on your resume for yeah. sure. For
and
sure.
And if you don't do it for your parents, they're like, you don't do it or you don't eat. Like,
right, bro, that's the thing. Like, they were like, because I told my parents, I was like, this is too much for me. And then they were like, oh, you still want a roof over your head?
Yeah.
What's like, up? Like, I mean.
So you trying to tell me what to do? Like,
bro. Right.
I can't understand it. I'm 10 years old.
Right. So, bro. Man, let me tell you something. Foreigners, bro, first, you know, foreigners that come over to this country with kids, man, them kids be going through some stuff, bro. We gotta learn how to do so many things at a young age, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You gotta learn how to speak a language early. You gotta learn how to, you know, make an appointment at the doctor's office. You know, you gotta know how to translate legal documents. You gotta know how to
do all that.
Just a bunch of processes that you wouldn't think a kid should be dealing with at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, damn, bro, we really had to grow up at a young age, dude.
Have you
turn
ever
on the stove,
bruh? That too.
Have you ever done your taxes, bro?
By myself, no.
By yourself, no. But have you ever had to get all the documents that you need to go to the tax
yeah.
office?
I've gone by myself.
What's the first time you had to do that for your parents or for yourself?
For myself.
Yeah, I know. But how old were you?
Oh, I'm 22 now, so I think I was like 18.
What,
2 years ago.
What's the youngest
the
age? What's the youngest age you did it for your, like you did it for your parents or you for yourself?
For myself.
No, I'm saying when's the, have you ever done it for your parents?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind then. I had to as well.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
I thought you were giving me the wrong answer, because I was asking them what's the youngest age you were doing it for your parents or your yourself.
Oh no.
You were saying you were saying for yourself. But for me, dude, the earliest one I can remember, I think it was like 12 as well. It was like around the time that I was applying for DACA. So, yeah.
Dang, you're doing taxes?
No, I wasn't doing taxes. I was having my mom gather the documents that you need to do your taxes.
Putting up your own taxes?
Hell no. Shit. Although, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen what they do at tax offices. And I feel like I can do it. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure we can both do it. I'm sorry. I mean, you need to ask for the
just
right
like
document.
Our faces.
Bro.
What would the name be? Victor Luis Taxes or something. No, that's
okay. Taxes and Dudas. Bro. Yeah.
That would be mad funny, though. It would be even more funny if it turned into a reality. But whatever. So just to start wrapping it up, Hector and Pioneer Nation. Short episode, interesting, funny. Not really, but you want to do a quote or a question?
I'm gonna do a question.
I'm gonna do a quote. For me, I'm gonna say.
You want me to go first?
No, I got it. Okay. Always learn. To learn about yourself.
Always learn to learn about yourself.
You know, you get it?
I do. But
learn,
elaborate so in case
learn,
I'm not thinking different.
Learn how to learn. Wait, what did I say? Bro.
Learn how to learn about yourself?
Yeah, learn how to learn about yourself. So I'm saying.
That does make sense. I get
right,
it.
Right. So learn how to, you know, just maybe. Learn how to step aside sometimes. Step aside from life and your daily routine to, you know, get to know yourself. Get to know what's good for your mental health, what's bad, what currently in your life is doing more good, more bad than good, or more good than bad. And just go from there, you know. Take action from learning about yourself.
Yeah.
So,
I like
what's
that.
What's your question?
That was deep. That was low-key deep.
It was? It was confusing as fuck.
It's like I was trying to explain it at the same time. You're trying to learn about yourself then.
Yeah, right. But what's your question?
It had to do with the same thing. So okay. I was just gonna give him a mental health question. Like, have you been keeping track of yourself lately?
Right.
You know, we talked about that for a little half of this episode. We wanted to keep it a little short and sweet, but majority of the topic had to deal with mental health. So I just want to know how you guys are doing. Have you been keeping track of yourself lately? All
right. But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneer Podcast. I'm Luis.
Check us out
at Bull City Pioneers on all streaming platforms. On Instagram, we're at Bull City Pioneers.
Like.
At Bull City Pioneers on all platforms, basically. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.